reminded me of about 5 or 6 years ago when we used to have weekday rehearsals in Revere and have four people. So Bill, and people know. So I told you before, you just guys blow me away with just the dedication of this group and the sound and just how far the whole line's come is really amazing. Regarding Saturday, did everyone see either Facebook or the other thing? It's pretty simple. Working backwards, we're performing at 8 o'clock, 7:30, excuse me. 7 o'clock we'll be in the church, 6:30 we want everyone there. We'll be in the parking lot, 2:30, whatever works out, you know, after we eat and all that. As you know, Peggy, I want to thank the members of the board that put together the situation with the food and refreshments after the parade and after the show. The idea is to get everybody together so that just not the people at the hotel are going to be, you know, sharing in the day. We want everybody there. The confusion, obviously, is going backwards is to the morning. I mean, people were complaining. The parade starts at 10, as you know, but 9:30 ceremony start. So they want to set, they had 2 hours before that, so it's, you know, it's direct to the core. I got to put down that we got to be there at 7:30. No one's happy with it. But on the other side of the coin is, if anyone decides to show up at 8:30 or quarter or 9, in that general area between the street where you know, Memorial Hall is and down near the end of the parade route, God knows, I mean, there could be 20,000 people, you know, just to watch everybody in that little block, plus all the members and the buses and all that other stuff. It's going to be really, really crazy. So that's why the times are really out of whack. We have absolutely no control over it. I mean, Barbara, who runs the night show, she isn't happy with it, but Channel 5 is, you know, they're pushing it, they're controlling everything, so we just got to go along with the flow. Again, it's not a very, would have been so much easier if we were just doing the normal 11 o'clock parade and going the normal route, but, you know, there's going to be a lot more publicity and everything else, too, so, again, thank you to everyone, and as far as the members who can't march through the parade, the entire distance, we're really hoping we can find a spot that maybe Kenny and I will identify where people could get into the line, do the retreat, and go to the reviewing stand. And not that much further down from the reviewing stand is a short walk over to the hotel. We just like to get everybody, as many people as possible, going by the reviewing stand. It's that simple. There's no more to it than that. So Kenny and I will find a spot. We'll try to sit you down. He'll get you there. You can jump in with the corps as we go by. And afterwards, if you can't go any further, the hotel will be right there.
It's a real nice exit left, right after Plymouth Rock.
Yeah, so it should work out well. But again, thank you very much, guys.
I think Jim is hoping for as many people as possible to do the whole parade.
Yeah.
Just in case you're misinterpreting that.
And if everybody read that, you know, Jim would like to see everyone leave from the hotel. So if you're coming down that morning, you gotta find a place to park, because I don't know that there's parking at the hotel. And they keep in mind too, if you haven't done a parade, you know, some of the newbies, you know, don't wear your snorkel jacket and bring your horn case and all that.